This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
On the line from Insights Magazine, Adrian Movie Guy Drayton. Good morning.
Hey guys, how are you going?
Very good. What have you got for us?
This morning I've got Megamind, which actually opens in cinemas tomorrow. It is a fantastic story. It's a kind of a riff on the Superman origin story. And it kind of comes reasonably close for me to attaining Pixar-like status in that it follows on the heels from films like Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs and How to Train Your Dragon, in that it's an original story and not a fairy tale retread, which so many of those animated films are. And it's fantastic. It's about two lads who are jettisoned from their home planets. One lands in a prison exercise yard, and the other in under the Christmas tree of a loving family. So, of course, one is destined to become a supervillain and one is destined to become a superhero.
Mm.
So then we have Metro Man, who's voiced by Brad Pitt. He's yin to Megamind, who's voiced by Will Ferrell's Yang. So they're kind of the superhero and supervillain of Metro City that Megamind likes to refer to as Metrocity. So, yeah, just a little bit of a pronunciation thing there.
That's cool.
And Megamind realises very early on through a really funny montage early in the film that his only real talent is to do bad things, obviously because he was brought up by criminals in the prison yard, while Metro Man is the embodiment of all things good. And this follows on from the heels of Despicable Me earlier on in the year, which also had a bit of an anti-hero as the hero. Being a supervillain has its obstacles, though, because a nosy reporter called Roxanne Ritchie, who's voiced by Tina Fey, is completely underwhelmed by his evil machinations. So Megamind devises a plan to make Metro City his, and to his surprise, it turns out to be easier than he thought, although there's a little bit of a twist, which I won't reveal because people need to see it. But with Metro Man out of the way, Megamind has nothing to do because he's got, you know, no things to... with Metro Man not around, he can't clean up his messes. So he devises his plan to use a little bit of Metro Man's DNA to create a new Caped Crusader, who it turns out, who he thinks he'll be able to mentor to become a new superhero. But then it really turns out throughout the film that it turns out that you need more than good genetics to become a superhero. So, yeah, the central themes of the film are probably what's the nature of heroism and how your path is predetermined by expectations and disappointment.
Oh, that's good.
Can we choose our own path is probably another one. How do we conform to typecasts? And what part does compassion play in personal change? That all sounds fairly weighty stuff, but there is a lot of comedy in this film, and particularly... with this, because it's a play on the Superman origin story, they have this running joke about the fact that the same woman always gets taken by the bad guy. So Roxanne Ritchie is always abducted, and she's very underwhelmed by all the things that Megamind has in store for her. So there's a lot of fun, as you can imagine, with those that kind of stellar voice cast. It's lots of fun. So some of the themes are a bit weighty for a kids' film, but I think they're for the adults. But otherwise, it's a very enjoyable and fun film. So, and it works on all those levels. So, yes, I highly recommend it.
Yeah, all right.
On the Metrocity scale from 1 to 10, what do you give it?
I'm going to give it an 8.5.
Oh, that's pretty darn good.
Yes. Yeah, very good. It's almost Pixar-like for me. It's almost on the... Yeah, it almost gets there. So, yeah.
Cool. Thank you very much, Adrian.
Thanks.
And with some movie news, Adrian Drayton. Again, what have we got, sir?
Well, it turns out Disney has finished with fairy tales.
What? Oh, good.
No, not good.
Oh. Who'd have thought of that? Disney's 50th feature film, Tangled, will be its last based on a fairy tale for now. After the poor performance of last year's Princess and the Frog at the box office and a major retooling of Tangled, which I'll probably review a bit later on in the year because it comes out in January, The Tangled has been retooled to appeal to a broader audience because I think with all the princess-based films, they've decided that the demographic is a bit short, so, like, i.e., it's sort of 5-year-old girls. So they wanted to broaden the demographic, obviously. So Alas, Snow White, Sleeping Beauty, Ariel, Jasmine and other Disney royals who were all born in the 20th century have given way to Toy Story, Buddies, Buzz and Woody, Captain Jack Sparrow of the Pirates of the Caribbean franchise, and also there's a platoon of superheroes from the recent acquisition by Disney of Marvel Entertainment. So, yeah, Disney totally retooled the marketing for Tangled to appeal to boys and teenagers and adults, and it features the male in the film more than the Rapunzel, which is basically Tangled as a sort of Disneyfied version of Rapunzel.
I've seen a preview for that.
Yes, it's very fun, and it will appeal to a lot of ages, all ages. So I'm hoping that they will continue with their fairy tales, but they don't have any fairy tales on their slate. Reboot Ralph is one that's coming out a bit later on the year. That it's about an outdated video game character who's been left behind by the march of technology. So, yeah, Disney has a lot riding on the success of Tangled, but it's already getting very good reviews, so I hope that'll be okay. And in other news, Superman has to be before the cameras before mid-next year.
Why?
Zack Snyder. Well, the rights revert back to the creator, Jerry Siegel, if they don't make a film before the middle of next year. And Zack Snyder is directing it. He's the guy who did The Guardians of Gahul, that film earlier in the year. And he's looking for a caped crusader, because in the last Superman film they had an unknown Brandon Routh playing Superman. So I think, Dan, you kind of need to get the...
I'd love to, but I'm just more of a Lex Luthor with my bald head.
You reckon?
Do they need a new Lex Luthor?
I don't know.
I could wear a wig.
Probably. It's going back to Origin, so he's going to be younger, apparently. So there you go.
Well, that rules you out as well, Dan.
And I'm so old and bald, unfortunately. But thanks so much for putting me forward, Adrian. I really appreciate it.
That's okay. I'll do it, you know. Always happy to help out.
Which I appreciate. Thank you, Adrian.
Okay, speak to you later. Bye.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.